The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing. On this edition, you'll hear it all live from 11:50 a.m. Set those alarm clocks. Gary Capewell, James Millman and Gareth Topham will be in the studio. It's another superb Saturday to look forward to with Tingle Creek Day at Sandown. We've got racing over the national fences at Aintree. We also have Chepstow and Weatherby in the afternoon. And we'll finish the day with the usual Saturday evening on the Tappeter surface at Wolverhampton. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Stephen Powell. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, very good, thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. These weekends keep coming thick and fast. We've got good racing every weekend, pretty much until the new year.
Yeah, we have. It is really, really good, isn't it? And, well, this Saturday is no different. We've got a record field in the Beecher Chase. The Tingle Creek's really competitive, considering that, well, obviously both Sprinter Sacre and Cider Grugy aren't there, and that's probably helped the competitiveness of the race, I thought. And, well, we've got the Grand Cefn over the national course as well, which is full of some really good horses, the likes of Hunt Ball and Champion Court, to mention a couple, in another good race over the national course. So, and that doesn't mention, you know, other good races at Sandown, the Henry VIII, obviously Chase, etc., and a good race at Chepstow, the Coral Welsh National Trial, and so on and so forth.
Yes, London National. We've got Holywell out as well, I think, on Saturday.
We
Aintree,
have. So yeah, against Sam Winner and Maffey Earl. So yeah, any forerunners, but it's a good race.
It's a good day's racing. We'll get straight stuck into it if you want, unless there's anything pressing on your mind from the news.
Not particularly, no. It's been overall, I thought it's been fairly quiet on the news front, hasn't it, this week, to be honest. So I could talk about the racing tomorrow endlessly, Mark, so I think it might be worth diving in.
Right, okay, good. We'll start Aintree. We'll go through the two races that we're going to look at there, and then we'll save the Tingle Creek to last. The 1:30 at Aintree is where we start. This is the Beecher Handicap Chase, a grade 3 over 3.25 miles on the national course. We have 25 of them in the lineup here, and the betting is on site at the moment already, and non-runner money back as well, so you won't lose your money if it doesn't go. Balbriggan is 9-1 at the top of that market, 10-1 for Shan Steroy and Mendip Express, 12-1 for Gooniella, Green Flag and St. R, 14-1 for Ben Benz, Just a Par and Our Father, 16s for Burton Port and Highland Lodge, and then 20-1 or bigger prices. The rest is open, as you'd expect the betting to be, Stephen. Which ones are on your shortlist for the Beecher?
Well, it is a very, very good renewal, Mark. 25 runners, as I say, and there's some obvious ones in there, isn't there? Obviously, those towards the fore of the market, like Shan Steroy and Balbriggan. Balbriggan was really impressive when he won the Troy Town at Navan a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, he's not exactly been holding off him, Gordon Elliott. He's had quite a lot of runs in recent weeks. He was, you know, won at Sedgefield, he won at Perth, won at Cartmel. Third behind the Young Master wasn't a bad run at all, to be fair, either. Considering the way that race has worked out. But I think he might just find a couple too good, and might just be a case of maybe having one run too many, to be honest. Chan Steroy, I think he'll get round. She's got a great record at Aintree, and obviously you can't knock the Philip Hobbs form in big race, well, generally, but in the big races on the Saturdays as well have been really, really good, and I think we'll have another good run from him. But I think this is...
Won this race last year as well.
He did, but I think it's a better renewal. He beat Baby Run last year. He was 13 into second place, and Mr. Moonshine was back in third. But, you know, you've got like Swing Bill, Big Fella Thanks, Rose of the Moon back down the field. It wasn't a fantastic renewal, especially after Pinot de Rey and Vesper Bell had both fallen early on. The only one good horse that he did beat was on his own. He finished in sixth place, and obviously since then has, well, seemed to have improved beyond recognition. But yeah, I think it's a better renewal, and so I think he and Balbriggan are worth taking on, because I think for varying reasons they might find a couple too good. Gooniella is a horse that I like. I thought he ran quite well in the Irish National. He's still quite lightly raced over fences as a seven-year-old with the Jim Draper Yard. Just two wins so far over fences, but one of them is over 3.6 miles, so he'll have no problem staying whatsoever. And he, you know, he's jumped pretty well round the better tracks in Ireland, Fairy House, Punchestown. So I do think he'll run well. Mendip Express ran obviously really well at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. It was quite impressive, but well beaten at Newbury by Smad Place and then pulled up after a break at Ayr. And I'm just wondering, I know he's back with Will Biddick, who obviously gets on really well with him. Just wondering I don't think he's that... And in my own mind, he's sort of got much scope, and I think a really hard test at Aintree. Fences coming quickly. I'm just not convinced he's made for it, to be honest. Okay. Just a par, I think, will run well. I mean, this is an endless list. We will get to the one of fancy eventually, I promise. Just a par, I thought he ran really well at Wincanton in the Badger Isles Trophy. Obviously, the Nichols team have taken a while, I should say, to come to hand. And his form tailed off after he won at Newbury last year. But he didn't shape too badly there. The handicappers gave him a couple of pounds back, and he plugged on at the end to suggest that he'd come on well for the run. So I like him. And the next one I like is Ben Benz, who's 20-1 for Nigel Tyson Davis, who's won this race five times since 1992 when it was brought back after a 30-year absence, this contest. And he obviously trained the runner-up as well last year with Baby Run. He ran really well behind Charingworth. He jumped beautifully there in the hands of Stephen Clements. He stays pretty well. He's got no problems there either. And I think he'll give us a 20-1 when you consider the others have got question marks. I mean, Alco, I think we have too much weight. Burton Port, I'm not sure it's the same horse. Our Father, I don't trust as far as I could throw him, etc., etc., and the other reasons I've outlined for one or two others. I thought it was a 9-year-old, but still unexposed generally over fences. For a trainer who's got a very good record at 20-1, that, you know, or thereabouts. I mean, he might be shorter now. I think he was 20-1 when I backed him on Thursday. So I think you get a good run for your money, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, 14-1.
Oh, well, there you go. So obviously, hopefully, that means someone agrees with me.
Yeah.
But there's several very good horses down there that I haven't mentioned at all. The likes of Across the Bay, obviously run really well in the National. Oscar Time, probably getting on a bit now.
Was fourth in the National, though.
He was fourth in the National, yeah. But that was 18 months ago, and since then he's won two Hunter Chases and a point-to-point. So. Monperan is interesting. He pulled up when the Nichols team were out of form as well in mid-October at Cheltenham. But he proves that he stayed this sort of trip when he won at Cheltenham in April. And he jumped beautifully when he was a 5-year-old round here in the Topham, and he was runner-up at 2011, I think it was now. So he could be a very big price for the yard being in better form, and for a horse that, you know, really did jump beautifully when he came around this course the last time.
Yeah. Okay, but Ben Benz for you?
Ben Benz is the main choice, yeah, and I think both the Nichols runners will run really well, because Paul Nichols has got a great record in the race as well, just a par in Monperan.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's move on to the second race we're going to look at Aintree. It's the 3:15, which is the Grand Sefton Handicap Chase. It's again on the national course. This one's over 2 miles and, well, the extended 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Again, betting on site, and again, it's non-runner money back. Rebel Rebellion is the 11-2 market leader. Rolling Ace is 13-2. Dollar Tula is 9s with Hunt Ball. Bob Ford is 10-1 with Persian Snow. 11-1 for Benny's Mist. Champion Court, King of the Wolds. 14s for Cedra Blur. And Witness in Court, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. We were just talking off air, Stephen. We've both got a little bit of a cliff horse in the shape of King of the Wolds here. But how do you see the race going?
Well, we'll start with King of the Wolds. Yeah, he's a horse that I really, really like. It's a lovely big horse. He jumped beautifully at every one except one fence at air last time out. Travels strongly as well. And he looked all over the winner, but he doesn't stay 3 miles. I'm convinced of that. And he's been caught by Presenting Junior. He's a horse who's in really good form, right on the line as well. And I'm just convinced he's got a good race in him. Whether it's this race, I don't know, because he does jump very well indeed. And he's only got 10 stone as well in the hands of Brian Hughes. Hmm. So I can't completely desert him, because I'd kick myself, you know, into next year if I did. So just because
it's a few weeks away.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So I've still, you know, I really like him. He's a good jumper, he's a lovely horse, got a lightweight, and I think it will run a good race. So he's on the short list of two. Interesting that both the Nichols horses at the top are both well prominent in the market. Rolling Aces has got one or two very good bits of form, and he's third to Wishful Thinking, second to Boston Bob in a grade one here at Aintree. But to try and win this off 1.56 around the Grand National course, I think it's going to be a very difficult task, to be honest. Mm. And although he's decent, as he's showing that level of form, he's not top class by any means. So, and I think he probably would need to be to win off this. When you consider that Oublon Des Aubeaux was second in the Hennessy last week off 1.57, it shows really what a difficult task Rolling Aces, I think, has got here. Rebel Rebellion, course and distance winner last year off a £5 lower mark. One or two bits of good form since then, including when second to Shangani at Newbury. Three poor runs since that, though. Admitted last twice over inadequate trips. 3 miles too far at Chepstow, and then 2 weeks later it was back there over 2 miles, which is too short. But as a result, he's come down £4. So That will help him. Persian Snow on the peak of his form when he beat Greywell Boy at Warwick in February and was second to John Spirit at Cheltenham. Again, he would have a good chance, but he ran below expectations, I thought, in the Paddy Power Gold Cup. Hunt Ball, he ran a great race in the Grand National, and it amazed me because I didn't think he'd stay further than the first circuit, to be honest. But he's kept on. I mean, he was beaten a long way in the end, but he jumped well, travelled around beautifully, I think he'll run a good race. But again, 1.55 is only just below Rolling Aces, but I do think he'll probably go closer than Rolling Aces, to be honest, especially with that bit of proven course form. And I'm hopeful of a very good run from him. And King of the Wild. So those would be the two against the field. But I think Rebel Rebellion's probably the one to beat. But I'll take those two to hopefully overturn him.
Okay, yeah, Rebel Rebellion winning this race last year, of course. Moving on from Aintree, over to Sandown we go. Their big race is the Tingle Creek Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. We've seen some proper horses win this race.
Oh, God. The list is endless.
Yeah, to use a good old colloquialism, but no superstar in the lineup this year. Saïd Agrouji and Sprinter Sakura are the last two winners of this race, both unfit to race, so it leaves it open as a betting perspective. Baldassare Say heading the betting at 5-2, 4-1 for Godzone, 11-2 for Vukovar, Oscar Whiskey 13-2, 8-1 for Summersby, Dodging Bullets is 9s, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Richard Johnson as well confirmed to ride Baldassare Say, which is an interesting jockey booking. But what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, well, I definitely think one of the first four in the market will win, because I don't fancy Dodging Bullets at all. I just don't think he's up to this sort of contest. Summersby, although he didn't run too badly at Ascot last time, his best form generally has come at Ascot, for all that he is a course and distance winner. And again, he's unreliable. He'll put in one good run and one terrible run, but even the good runs he's not been winning. So Hinterland is interesting. Noel Feely riding him for Paul Nicholls, obviously a course and distance winner in the Henry VIII last year, and he's still only a 6-year-old. Obviously he pulled up having bled at Exeter, so he's got a fair enough excuse for that. He's got the hood on for the first time as well, and I think of those from Dodging Bullets and below the betting, he's the one that interests me most. Those at the top, obviously Bald Success was giving weight to Godzone when Godzone beat him in the Holden Gold Cup at Exeter. If you strictly take the weights and measures of it, Baldur's Success should reverse the form. Alan King's horses are going really well now, where then they were fine but weren't flying, which they are at the moment. Tom Georgie's then were flying and now are just ticking along okay. So I do think Baldur's Success probably will reverse the form with Godzone. Vukovar, I mean, he's only had, what, 3 runs over fences? Second to Mr. Mole, which it's not a bad run, but Mr. Mole is a bit of a hound, isn't he, at the best of times, Mr. Mole, to be honest. He was very impressive at Newbury and obviously well fancied at Cheltenham when he was disappointing. A 5-year-old having just his 4th run, I know he's been well back during the course of the week, but I think he's got a lot on his plate when he comes up against some more experienced rivals. And the one I actually fancy is Oscar Whiskey. So I thought he ran a really good race in the Paddy Power Gold Cup carrying top weight when he was only beaten 2.25 lengths by Caird de Burleigh. Obviously mixed it with the Grade 1 novices last season. Won a Grade 1 here over 2.5 miles. Won at Cheltenham, beating Takan de Soy. Beat Wonderful Charm at Cheltenham as well. That is great form. Wonderful Charm has won, you know, a very good race already this season, and is, I think, running in the Peterborough Chase on Sunday. Takan de Soy, people have been touting him on and off the Gold Cup until he's bombed out the last twice. And you look at some of the horses he beat over hurdles, Thousand Stars, I mean, Get Me Out of Here, obviously just behind Hurricane Fly in a couple of champion hurdles, Fourth to Menora in the Supreme. It's really, really good form. I mean, the fact that it's 2 miles is a slight concern, but it's a stiff 2 miles and the action comes quick, so it's quite a testing 2 miles, which I think when you go back over the years, why stayers have done quite well in the race. I mean, the likes of Corto Star, etc. I think Oscar Whiskey is going to run really well, and I hope he'll win.
Okay, fair enough. Let's have a summary, Stephen, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Saturday one more time.
Yeah, a bit vague in some parts, Mark, because it's really, really tough, to be fair. But the Beecher Chase is a great, great contest, and I think that both the Paul Nicholls runners of Just a Par and Montparan will run really well, but the main choice is going to be Ben Benz for Nigel Twist and Davis. In the Grand Sefton over the National Course, again, I think Paul Nicholls will go pretty well with Rebel Rebellion, but I think Hunt Ball and King of the Wolds will be the two that I'll go with. And in the Tingle Creek, I think Oscar Whiskey will beat Baldassare Success.
Okay.
Well, that, I think, I hope, but I'll at least fight out the finish.
Right. Well done. Thank you very much, Stephen. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark. It's really good stuff.
It is. It's good stuff, and you'll hear it on Racing Radio from 11:50 a.m. Gary Capewell, James Millman and Gareth Toppin will be in the studio. We have these two meetings, Sandown and Aintree. Very good racing to look forward to there. We've also got decent enough cards from Chepstow and Weatherby in the afternoon, and we finish the day with the action on the Tapita at Wolverhampton. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.